Good morning. Well, this is a little too loud, maybe, Deb. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our hymn sing time. I have a little scratchy voice this morning, so I'm sure the hymns will warm it up, but it might be a little rough to start with. Thank you, Pastor. Does someone have a hymn selection right off the get-go? Yes, Mary? Okay, we're going to start with 701. When we all get to heaven. And did I hear, can we do verses 1 and 4, Mary? Is that okay? 1 and 4 of number 701, when we all get to heaven. Number 701, verse 4. Happy, wonderful song to get us started. Do we have another favorite out there? 700, Abide With Me, and 1 in 5 of number 700, Abide With Me. Solemn song there, yes. Number 89. We're going to change the tempo again here. We have a little Beethoven. Number 89, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, verses 1 and 4. Is that okay, Deb? 1 and 4 of 89. next one, yes. 539 is what I heard. Did I hear that right? 539, O Spirit of the Living God. And can we do verses 1 and 4, Dale? 1 and 4 of 539. Time for one more if there's someone who has a request. If we don't have one more, then we can wrap it up. And what do we have one more? Okay, I couldn't quite hear that. Say it again, Gary. Thank you. 144. This is my Father's world, 144, and is it okay if we do verses 1 and 3? 1 and 3 of 144. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for our hymn sing, and we will now continue with our worship service. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane, for the beautiful music. Hello. Welcome to the United Methodist Church, House of Faith. And it's a little chillier today, but nice. It's good to be alive. Hayat Guzel. Life is beautiful. Please sign the red pads at the ends of the booth. We'd like to get a count of how many people are here. That's always nice. And the February newsletter is in the narthex. And if you have an email and you'd like to read it online, I have mine coming online, and I like it because I can get into it any time. And if I pick one up here, then I usually lose it. Because I lose everything. Anyway, so next we have our February birthdays. We have Carol Pastilli, Sharon Kelsey, Philip Swang, and Lorene Popejoy. May you all have the joy in your heart can hold, all the smiles a day can bring, all the blessings of life can unfold, and may you feel God's love in this new birthday year. And happy birthday to all of you. The new directories are coming, and there's a couple of clipboards at the back. When you walked in, if you saw them, you could. They want you to check the information, make sure it's all right, and the clipboards will probably go over to the script table after church. Check them. They have a gap where your email is, and we'd like to get your email. If you don't want it to be put into the directory, just put do not share next to it, but otherwise it will be printed in there. Although it says in red, it will not be shown. Then I wrote underneath it, unless you want it to, don't want it to. So if you will double check that information, because we would like to have the best. And somebody suggested if you would like to send in a picture of yourself, we can put that with your name. And I don't know about you guys, but I used to have to, I'm terrible at putting names and faces together. I may know you forever, but forget your name. And so when I go look at the directories and the old directories that we have, it's very, very helpful. So that was a suggestion, and I think it's a good one. So if you'd like to send in your picture or give your picture to the office soonest, obviously, we'd like that. And then moving on. The book club is going to be this Tuesday, the 20th. The book is Lessons in Chemistry. If you haven't read the book and you'd like to come anyway and hear the discussion, I think that that's great. I've done that. It's nice. Sometimes you find a book that you want to read after all. And this book is actually, it's been coming up on my internet, little bits and shorts in YouTube. Apparently there's a movie, so it's kind of neat. Also, the free Saturday movie is going to be March 2nd at 11 o'clock. It's Ever After. It's a Cinderella story. It's free. Have good snacks. You pay for those, but that helps with the Sierra Club or Sierra Service Project and things like that in the youth. So, the what? The children's ministry. Yeah, like the parents' night out and stuff. Which I'm gonna stick that one right in here because there is a parents' night out Friday, February 23rd, from 6 to 8:30, and they're going to be spring flower painting. And there'll be also games and movies and stuff and macaroni and cheese. And who doesn't like that? I do. And but it's going to be upstairs because there's more setup and everything. And so they would like to have an RSVP to Deb by President's Day, which is February 19th, for a head count. I might even go to that because I like to paint and learn how to do it. I never wanted to go to those sip and wine and do it ones, but this is a good way to do it. And if it's anything like that picture, you ought to go. So, And again, we are the Cereal Church, and we take donations, obviously, and you can just put them on the bench outside in the narthex, and it's to help the community and for greatly needed peoples. And Stephen Michael is still looking for gently used casual clothing for the inmates. And if you can bring them, and I think he just has you put them on the other side of the door on that bench. And then there's Hearts Grow, which is second and fourth Sunday. Children can come before the sermon and stay till the end of fellowship, and parents are welcome to join them at that also. And I think that is it for announcements, unless anybody else has something. And I would like to welcome the Kelseys back, and it's good to see you guys. And also Lorraine, after her ordeal. So welcome back to all of you and any other people who are visitors today. Welcome. All right, you will stand as you are able and join me with a call to worship. Is someone here fearful of the twilight of life? Why be afraid?
God is able.
Is someone here on the brink of despair?
Why despair?
God is able. Is someone here anxious because of bad health?
Why be anxious?
Come what may. God is able.
Surely God is able.
That's nice. Our hymn is Marching to Zion, number 733, verses 1 through 3.
Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne, we are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching up to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We are marching to Zion, the beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. He loves Zion Hill, a thousand sacred sweet. Before we reach the heavenly field, we'll walk the golden street. We are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We are marching up to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
One thing I forgot to say is a while ago, Lois Crosby had a book called Miriam's Song, and she read it, and I think she gave it to Deb, who then gave it to me, and I finally finished it. It took me forever. I got halfway through and stopped, but I finished it, and I brought it, and it's kind of a thing that if you want to read it and pass it on, it's on the script table. Help yourself. Take it, read it, bring it back, give it to somebody else. I don't know. Anyway, that's just my little thing. Now it's time for the passing of the peace.
God is so good.
That's okay. Alrighty, let's welcome all those who have come to us via Zoom. So I think we're gonna this time wave our hands, right? Because Helen can see us, and all those are on Zoom can see us. So hello, Helen. Good to see you. Good to see you. And Edna and Austin, so good to see ya. And we are so happy to see Joyce and June. Hello, hello. And David Brown down in Hemet is with us via Zoom. Hello, David. So good to see ya.
Now's the time for joys and concerns.
Good morning. I've had a very special guest today, my wife. She's very, very tired. They told her to expect that. Last Monday, we went in to have the device taken out of her eye. It was not a fun ordeal. I didn't realize how bad it would be. It tore me up to be there watching them. The doctor, it wasn't the surgeon, but it was an eye doctor. He came in carrying a red craftsman toolbox, just like I have it. Got a hammer and a wrench and whatever. Anyway, he says, I'm going to put some numbing drops in your eye. And he put some in there. He says, how's that? Well, he said, she says, it kind of burns, but okay. And then he says, I'm going to put some more in. And we were led to believe when she first started this ordeal that when they took the radioactive piece out of her eye, it was going to be like going to the doctor, the dentist, and they put you in twilight. No, it wasn't. They numbed her eye. He reached into his toolbox, got a pair of needle-nose pliers, and reached over and pulled that device out of her eye. It tore me up to watch the pain that she was in. And he took this device, which is radioactive. He had a lead box there. He dropped it into the box. I didn't see it, but it made a big clank, so it was a lot bigger than I thought it was. Right now, she can see with that eye, her right eye, only light or dark. They said it'll be about 2 months before she starts to get her vision back. It will never be perfect, but it will be at the level it was when they started this procedure. It really knocked her out. They says that this is the equivalent of somebody having open heart surgery except on your eye. Mm-hmm. UCLA is the only place in the country that does this surgery. It's still experimental. And they had a thing there where they says Before they started the procedure, they wanted to know all of her, reactions or things that, side effects. They said, well, we've been doing this for 2 years, and you're the first patient that has had every side effect there is.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, she is really wiped out. She is very tired, so don't expect her to carry on any big conversations today. She will acknowledge you. But we spent Wednesday through Saturday down at the desert, and she got plenty of rest down there, and that's what we have to do. I want to thank everybody again for all the prayers. Keep them coming. And on a lighter note, as far as birthdays is concerned, this coming Wednesday is Sophie's birthday. She'll be eight years old.
Well, we are grateful for all that God has brought her through, and we'll continue to pray for strength and tenacity and healing.
Good morning, everyone. I have a joy to share, and hopefully I can share a little bit of that joy with all of you here. Family Assistance was blessed with 300 dozen eggs that we've been able to give out to the community. And through the graciousness of this church, we didn't have place to store them all. So I have stored some here at the church, and I'd like to share that with you. So when it comes time for fellowship, please come over to the Curtis Hall, and I'd love to give each of you a dozen eggs if you would like them. So we'd like to be able to share with this church for the times they've taken care of our turkeys when we needed to have them for our Thanksgiving families, and for the eggs that are over there now. So please come see me in Curtis Hall, and I'll make sure I'll get you a dozen eggs. Thank you.
And speak a little bit about your connection being made to Steve and his ministry for prison.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's not here today, but I talked with Steve, and we are very blessed. We get a lot of donations from the community. And so I put Steve together with my ladies in the back who sort through all the donations. So we've started putting together donations for Steve's ministry with men and women coming out of the prison or jail system. So we've been able to, we are blessed because we can share, and hopefully it's serving a good purpose, because we do get a lot of things and we can't keep everything that we receive. So all of you are welcome to come visit us. We are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 until 3. We're located on Avenue B, just below Calamasa. So come and check us out. And Calamasa, right, just below California. Thank you, Deb. I know where we're located. So anyway, so thanks for the support of the church, especially letting me use the refrigerator. Whatever we can do to help anyone in need, know that we are there. Thank you. The eggs came from Aldi. So Aldi is our local supplier here. We deal with them 3 times a week on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But on Sunday, we got a call at 11:30, and they said, we've got eggs. And had no idea that we were going to have 300 dozen eggs. So I've had them stored in refrigerators in my friends' homes. So this is the last batch that I'm going to bring over, but I'd like to share with everyone here.
And
so,
I went to Aldi's yesterday, and a dozen eggs is $4.78 at Aldi, which is usually cheaper than anywhere else. So they're going up.
I would just like to say that Dale's surgery is this Tuesday, and he's also going to be leaving to go pick up Dina from the airport. She's on her way back from Alaska, and she'll be here shortly. So good travel mercies for Dina, and good healing and good surgeons and everything for Dale. And we're praying that all goes smoothly and well.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, I'm Judith Thompson. My sister, Alita Kirker, many of you know, was admitted to Redlands Hospital early Friday morning. She was in terrible pain. She's had vertigo. She's been dehydrated. This all started really with a reaction to some medication she was being given for a particular situation. And it was an allergic reaction. There were two medications involved, and now they're trying to figure out, she still needs medication, but which medications will not cause reactions. Mm-hmm. And she's been in the hospital. She's still there. She may possibly be released this afternoon. We're not sure. But prayers for her, please. And last time I talked to her, she was just really, really tired. So, but she was better yesterday when I saw her than she has been. And that's not saying much. The doctor came in, or the nurse came in, and they asked about her pain level, which I know had been at about a 9,000. And she says it's maybe about a 5. And that was just a huge difference from what it had been. So she's improving, but it's slow. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Katie Mickle, and I'm on the blue belt. Next, I'm testing on the green belt, and I'm doing well in karate. I'm doing good job in karate, and I'm being like a big girl and doing everything you learn to practice. That's good.
That's very good.
Amen.
I'm very impressed by your speech, Katie. You speak so well. Yes.
Anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
You know, before we go into the unison prayer, I have a special request to sing God is So Good. So we will all sing that a cappella, and we'll go into the unison prayer. So let us sing. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me.
And now if you'll join me in the unison prayer. Dear
Lord Jesus,
we often walk through a rugged path with many troubles surrounding us. Our hearts become weary, pressed by the weight of care. Joy and peace escape us, and we are left with gloom.
Grant us wisdom to glimpse your footprints on where we have been, and your beaming countenance toward us.
May we rejoice always. For in your presence is fullness of joy. This we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Let's continue our prayers in silence. Prayers for healing for our loved ones. Prayers for ourselves that we may not be able to share with each other, but God knows where we are and what we need. Lord, you have demonstrated your power, your presence, your love, your grace, your goodness, your power of protection, your power to heal. You have shown us who you are, how powerful you are, how gracious you are, over and over and over. We thank you so much, for you have been so good to us. So we recognize your goodness of your mercy this morning as we worship you this together, Lord. We want to glorify you. We want to thank you. We want to recognize all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy for our commitment, for our praises and thanksgiving. All the honor and glory belong to you, O Lord, for all that you have been doing for us. So thank you for the healing we have received, for countless blessings we have received. So Lord, as we lift up our prayers, our hearts unto you this morning, once more we lift up our cares, our worries, our concerns, the cause of depression, the troubles we see. And we know, O Lord, you gladly take the burdens of life, whatever it may be, from us and make our burden light. So we give them to you, O Lord. May we experience deliverance once more, beginning from our hearts. We come to you as we trust in your name and trust in your power. And you did it before and you can do it again. You know where we are in life. You know what we are facing today. We want to give those troubles into your hand, O Lord. Take them from us. And we thank you for your loving kindness, for your loving care. It is so wonderful to remember how good you are. You have been so good to us. You have loved us. You have been so faithful upon our journey. And it is all because of you and your provision and your power. We have endured all the difficulties in the past, and we have come this far. And we know we will continue on because you are there with us. You are walking this lifelong journey with us. So we thank you, O Lord, for your presence in our lives. And as we believe in your presence, we recommit ourselves to continue to carry out your will. As long as you allow us to be here on earth, we will glorify you. And we will do our very best to glorify your name, O Lord. So as we worship you, we lift up our prayers and acknowledging that you are our sovereign God who has everything under your control. So we submit ourselves to your care, to your will, and pray that you fulfill your will upon our lives, upon this church, upon this community, upon this nation and the world today. So we now pray together, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for Young at Heart.
Today's story is You See Me, God, inspired by Psalm 130, written by Jan Spivey Gilchrist. You made me in your image, black and beautiful and blessed, full of your powerful promise. You knew me before I knew myself. You saw me tight like a balloon inside my mother, ready to fill the world with my colors. You know what I love and what I fear. You see me everywhere. I cannot hide from you. You saw me when I cracked and broke into tiny pieces. You knew my legs would break. You knew I would fall. You found me when I was scared and lost. You knew how to help me. You knew I would one day stand tall. You heard me call out from my darkness. You knew that I would. You see me everywhere, and you are always with me. You are always with me. You lifted me. You will guide me. You help me share your love with others. Your thoughts are wonderful to me. I live my life in peace every day. Because I know you see me. Lord, you see my heart. You know what I think. You know all about me. You see me everywhere. You know what I say. You know how I live. You created me inside my mother's body. How you have made me is wonderful. Help me to live in the right way. Paraphrase of selected verses from Psalm 139. The end. May we live in peace with God connected to us. May we always be aware of his presence. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I have one more announcement to make that I forgot. Your fellowship, don't be afraid to come around Lorraine. They measured her. She has zero radiation.
Did she glow in the dark? There you go. Our next hymn will be Amazing Grace, number 378, verses 1 through 4.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch. like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to feed, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, yeah, I first believed. Has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, is the word my hope secure. My shield and portion be as long as life endures.
Our scripture reading today is the 23rd Psalm, verses 1 through 8. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everybody. So good to see you. As I have shared before, when I don't follow the lectionary, the lectionary has all the designated scripture readings and all throughout the year, and it goes around like a 3 years in a cycle, and I don't follow that. I tried that one before when I was in Boston, but it just did not work for me. So the way that I get select messages is through my prayer meditation. And I just realized when I was working on it yesterday that I know some of the people who are dealing with a particular situation that may very well recognize that this message is for them. But it wasn't... From the beginning, it wasn't my intention. It just came to me, and that's how I initially prepared the summary of the message a week before. And I'm sure that the message that you will hear will speak to your heart. And that's my prayer, that we will all hear the Word of God through Psalm 23. And that's the message that God wants us all to hear. Once upon a time, there was a prince who, through no fault of his own, was put under a spell, which allowed him to speak only one word each year. However, he could save up the word from one year to the next so that if he did not speak for a whole year, he was allowed to speak two words the following year. One day he met and fell madly in love with a beautiful princess who had golden hair, sapphire eyes, and ruby lips. With the greatest difficulty, he decided to refrain from speaking for two whole years so that he could look at her and say, "My darling." But at the end of the 2 years, he wished to tell her that he loved her. Consequently, instead of speaking, he chose to remain silent for another 3 years, thus allowing himself the luxury of 5 words. But at the end of those 5 years, he was so madly in love with her that he wanted to ask her to marry him. So he decided to wait another 4 years without speaking. Finally, as the 9th year of silence ended, his joy knew no bounds, leading the lovely princess to the most secluded and romantic spot he knew. The prince placed 100 red roses on her lap, knelt before her, and taking her hands in his, said affectionately, "My darling, I love you. Will you marry me?" That's 9 words. The princess tucked a strand of golden hair behind the dainty ear, opened her sapphire eyes in wonder, and parting her ruby lips, said, "Pardon?" He could say no more word. The prince waited 9 heart-wrenching years for the special moment. Sadly, his proposal did not run the way he planned. But look at our life. Isn't it true that life does not run the way we want or plan? Diversion and unexpected surprises may be easy for non-believers to digest. Well, there's no God. Que sera, sera, which means whatever will be, will be. But for us, for believers, it's not easy. If God is with me, a bad thing should not happen to me. Are believers immune from dark moments? They are not. Then how can we reconcile God's presence with unwanted hardships? Let's look at David's psalm for an answer that we are so familiar with. David learned to be a shepherd from childhood. Shepherding sheep made him physically fit and made him a brave warrior. He was a skilled musician and used to play lyre to soothe Saul when the evil spirit came upon him. He was a poet and wrote so many beautiful psalms. David was also a prophet. His writings include prophecies about the Messiah. Psalm 23 can be understood as a prophecy about the Messiah, which I shared with you some time ago. The Messiah, who will be the shepherd of Israel. The psalm also speaks of the Messiah's role to guide and comfort, and the prophecy of Emmanuel. The table in the psalm points to Jesus' Last Supper on the night before crucifixion. "Thou prepare us a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." God prepared a feast of salvation through Jesus before the enemy who led people to sin and damnation. Sinners are invited to the feast of Jesus for deliverance from their ultimate enemy, Satan. Psalm 23 also describes David's life journey. David saw both good days and bad, and found God, God of Emmanuel, in both occasions. There were times when David's life was like resting and lying down peacefully in green pastures. David walked beside quiet waters that made his soul refresh. Those serene moments were when David experienced God's guiding hand that led him to the right places. David, on the other hand, experienced moments of walking through the darkest valley and faced many enemies. His king, Saul, whom he served, tried to kill him multiple times. David's most trusted advisor, Ahithophel, supported the revolt of his son Absalom. David could not fight against his own son, so he ran from Jerusalem, the city that he built. The route he took out of Jerusalem was the Kidron Valley. 2 Samuel 23 records the event. When David crossed the Kidron Valley, the whole countryside wept aloud for David. David continued up the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. His head was covered and he was barefoot. I mean, think about it, how miserable he was, running away from the threat of his own son. This very scene was similar to Jesus says before the crucifixion. After the Last Supper in Jerusalem, Jesus traversed through the Kidron Valley with a heavy heart and went to the Garden of Olives to pray. Historically, the Kidron Valley was associated with darkness. People used to burn articles of idols in the valley. The valley has been used as burying ground from ancient times until today. You know, you see the Jerusalem with the golden dome of rock, right? And you see it right in front of that, you see all the rectangular shapes around the whole city of Jerusalem. You know what those are? Those are the graves. It's the dark place. When David confessed, "I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," his expression was rather literal. He had been there, walked in that dark valley of the shadow of death. How did David understand the dark moment in his life? He said, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, because you are with me." That's the theology of Emmanuel right there. What David confessed here was against the popular belief, which dictates the minds of many believers. If God is with us, a bad thing should not happen to us. If God is involved in our lives, we expect God only to lead us to the bright path. God's protecting rod and guiding step should shield us from adversities and adversaries. However, David disagreed with the popular stance. His faith opened his eyes to find God's presence in the dark. "I'm not alone. God walks with me, guides me, and protects me." If we look at our dark valleys with the same lens David used, we can surely see God's presence right there. How can we see God's presence when something terrible happened to us? When difficulties discourage us, we become disillusioned and slow down. You know, at times, Slowing us down is what God intends for us. God allows a rugged path so that we may take one day at a time instead of speeding up to do all at once. As people say, timing is everything. As in Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. Then it goes on to list all kinds of occasions, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to weep, and a time to laugh. And it concludes with, He has made everything beautiful in His time. God makes everything beautiful in God's timing. Everything in the universe runs on God's clock. God knows the perfect timing for the right reasons. God's timing makes everything beautiful. We may feel like that we are not progressing fast enough while walking in the dark valley, but let us not forget, we are being synchronized with God's clock. Many years ago, in the days of sailing ships, a terrible storm arose, and a ship was lost in a deserted area. Only one crewman survived and washed up on a small, uninhabited island. In his desperation, the castaway daily prayed to God for help and deliverance from his lonely existence. Each day, he looked for a passing ship and saw nothing. Eventually, he managed to build a crude hut in which he stored the few things he had recovered from the wreck and those things he had made to help him. One day, as a sailor was returning from his daily search for food, he saw a column of smoke. As he ran to it, he saw his hut in flames. All was lost. Now, not only was he alone, but he had nothing to help him in his struggle for survival. Stunned and nearly overcome with grief and despair, he fell into a deep depression and spent a nearly sleepless night, wondering what was to become of him and questioning whether life itself was even worth the effort. The next morning, he rose early and went down to the sea. There, to his amazement, he saw a ship laying offshore and a small boat rowing toward him. When the once marooned man met the ship's captain, he asked him how he had known to send help. The captain replied, "Why, we saw your smoke signal yesterday, but by the time we drew close to the tide, it was against us. So we had to wait until now to come and get you." The stranded sailor thought he lost everything he had built on that remote island and became depressed. But he had no foresight that God used the fire to signal for help at the perfect time when the ship was passing by the remote island. A dark valley is also a time for correction. We often forget that our life does not run the way we want. Do you know that? But the way God wants. Why does God alter the course of our choosing? It is because God's plan is always exceedingly superior and grander than our own. If we choose a path not in tune with God's plan, God uses the dark valley to correct our path. Blockages on our path can be frustrating, but they serve as God's instrument to switch to the path of God's design. I experienced a blockage in my late 20s, serving a military church close to the demilitarized zone was tough. So upon completing the military duty, I wanted a break from the ministry. So guess what I did? I applied to be an airline steward. I thought the job would allow me to travel around the world at no cost, right? And broaden my perspective to be a better pastor. I had the right reason. I passed the first two interviews with flying colors and expect to be hired. I was confident, but I was not. It was very frustrating. But deep inside, I knew that if they hired me, I might have left the ministry or taken a long time to return. And God knew me and my tendencies so well, therefore he blocked my path. Psalm 23 is some of the scriptures that we know so well, we are so familiar with. It has many valuable lessons to teach us. But one lesson that we want to remember is going through the dark moment does not mean that God is absent. Thou art with me in that dark valley, right? If we are walking through the dark valley, understand it with the certainty of Emmanuel, certainty of Emmanuel. God is with us through good days and bad. We may perceive it as a dark valley, but it is not. God walks with us, guides and protects us. Our out-of-control situations are never out of God's control. God uses them to lead us into the path of His righteousness. Amen.
Now would be the time for our offering, and as you know, there's a plate at the back of the church, and we'd like to thank you for the continued support of the church. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord Jesus, for all the sustaining grace that you have bestowed upon us, countless blessings that you have given unto us, we thank you, we praise you, we recognize all your blessings upon our lives with this thanksgiving and ask you to receive it, that it may be used to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our last hymn is "It Is Well With My Soul," number 377, verses 1 through 3.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, the trial should come, lest this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Let us pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, give us faith to be able to confess, "It is well with my soul," in the midst of our troubles. Give us wisdom to understand how you operate in our lives to bring good to us, so that we may still be able to say, "It is well with my soul." Lord, you have been so good to us, and with you in our life, no matter what may come on the way, it is well with our soul. So thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives, for all that you have done, for all that you are doing. Therefore, send us forth with the assurance of your presence upon our journey, and send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and